The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Happy Hour. How many of you are here for the very first time? Happy Hour. Anyone? Yeah, great, great, terrific. Welcome. Welcome. My name is Nikki Mrugafuri, and I'm delighted to welcome you, all of you, whether you've been here many times or if this is your first time at Happy Hour. And we usually spend just a few minutes talking about the topic for the day, and mainly the bulk of our practice period together is a guided meditation that I will do, and there will be time for interactive exercise and Q&A afterwards. And each time, there's a different topic that we delve into. And for today's reflection, for today's practice, I'd like to talk about for a few minutes about thin places. It's a concept that I'm borrowing from the Celtics and from the ancients and the latter day Celts. So the idea of thin places. What's a thin place? A thin place, they define the thin place to be that they had this belief that the distance between here and other, between earth and heaven, between this world and the other, between this conventional life, conventional world that we live in, the, you know, concerns about our jobs and our families and this and that and driving and honking and, you know, that this, what our concerns, the distance between that and divinity, and the divine, however that word lands for you, that place that you've touched in yourself, that place of beauty and love and feeling like you're getting just this warm embrace from the universe, this loving embrace, that feeling that other, that there are places in the world they believed that there are actually locations, certain locations, and also certain times and certain events that are thin places, that the distance between this world, this conventional world, and the divinity, the other, is pretty thin in those places. And they recorded those thin places and also the events in one's life that gives rise to these thin places. So you're, for our consideration today, for our reflection today, I'd like to invite us to actually think of, I think IMC as a thin place. I think IMC is definitely a thin place. And many people who come here and practice here, they do feel more in touch, they drop in more into the beauty, the love, the divinity, the purpose, the truth, the whatever words that feel for you, that, you know, that alignment within of your humanity, divinity, as they align, the awakening, the freedom, the Buddha nature, Nibbana, whatever words you want to give it. Feeling more into that, really becoming more in touch into that, with that. And I also want to share the reflection, the consideration that, you know, maybe this idea that there are thin places in the world. Yes, there are thin places, but maybe the thin place is really inside you, and some conditions come together that allow you to be more in touch with it. So it's really in you. It's always there. It's always available. It's always there. And you know what I'm talking about. You've had those moments. You've had moments in your life that it just feels there is a closeness with, there's not so much difference or distance between you and the conventional you and the divinity, the beauty, the love, the essence. Again, I'm using so many different words. And see what lands for you, what really feels for you, that recognizing that experience in you, what's true to you. Might have been a religious place where you had this experience. Maybe it might have been when you were absolutely in love and connected to another human being deeply, that you feel that infinity, that limitlessness. Maybe you've been immersed in nature, watching a beautiful sunset and just feel at peace, at ease, or connected to all of life, all of universe, and you see your place in the universe. Maybe you were looking at the stars. Maybe it was a starry night. You were lying down and looking at the stars, and you just, something arose in you, and you felt your place in the universe. How significant and insignificant you are both at the same time, and the connection. So, thin places. So, as I lead the guided meditation, that's something I'd like to touch into today. And for me, I've been resting in a thin place today. Today has been the 1 year anniversary of my mother's passing, and she was very dear to me. And her passing, when she passed last year, it seemed like a liminal space opened for me. I was in a thin place for many, many, many months, as if the distance between this world and the other was not so different. I could feel, it's funny to hear myself say these words, but there was just feeling her still and the other side. Or the love, really the love, the continuity of love and being in that space again today. So I wanted to share that with you and invite you into feeling that thin space that's available for all of us. It's right here. To turn our mind to it. And whether you're experienced or beginning practitioner, I'll guide you, and everything you need to know will be presented to you in the guided practice. So no previous experience necessary with meditation. So with that, I would like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. And if this is your first time here, this might be a good time to get more props. Go get out, get more props for your back so that your feet can be flat on the floor, especially if you're short. You don't want your feet to be dangling. You want to have kind of a stable. So go get up. Go. This, I'm asking you to do that. Give yourself permission to get more, you know, however you want to sit, to be comfortable, either in a chair, on a cushion, your back, to be supported. And to let your feet be flat on the floor if you're sitting on the chair. To have a sense of integrity. Roll your shoulders back a little bit and let your hands rest on your lap. Having an integrity of posture is really important for integrity of mind, for the mind to settle, to stabilize. I invite you to close your eyes. If you wish, and land in your body. Go inside, go within. You've come to IMC. Or if listening online on Audio Dharma, taking this moment of refuge, this moment of really coming in to yourself. Arriving, landing. In this moment, in this body, first of all, in this body. As you allow your back to be straight, for you to have an integrity in your posture, feeling as if there's a magnet on top of your head pulling you up vertebrae by vertebrae. Feeling aligned, sitting upright in this body, this physical body. And allowing your muscles, the soft tissue, to be relaxed, soft, as relaxed as possible. The more relaxed, the more you can let go of the tension, of the contractions in your body, the more your mind can let go of the tightness and the contractions. So take a moment to bring attention to your body first and foremost, the body. Feeling your face, your head. Feeling your forehead, softening your forehead, especially if it's tight, if there's tension. Feeling your cheeks, softening, relaxing. Letting gravity pull down. Letting your eyes rest in the socket. Letting the jaw, the mouth to relax. Nothing to hold on to. Giving up. Letting go of the tension, of the holding. Similarly with the neck, shoulders, upper arms, lower arms, and hands. Relaxing, softening. Your chest, your back, lower back and abdomen. Relaxing, seeing if there's any holding or tightness, no need. Becoming conscious of this body. Relaxing, softening. And now with the sit bones, your bottom, the cushion or the chair, relaxing. We often hold so much tension in the groin area. Giving up to the earth, to the air, to the space. Any tightness or holding. Similarly with the legs, upper legs and lower legs, and feet. Feeling as if the tightness or any tension there is flowing to the earth, trickling, flowing, as if it's ice melting, as if your legs, your whole body is an ice block melting, drop by drop, drip by drip. And then melting some more, feeling the melting of the tension. And melting away. No need to hold tightly. Noticing your breath moving in and out of your abdomen. Notice I'm not saying to breathe, because the breath has been breathing itself for all this time, all these years, all this time. Not to make a project out of it, just notice that it's already happening on its own. The breath is being breathed. And with every in-breath and every out-breath into your abdomen, every in-breath bringing more ease, more awakeness, more energy and wakefulness, more presence, more alertness. And every out-breath, more ease. With every out-breath, letting go more deeply. Sinking more deeply into your body, into the feeling of this body breathing, this physical body. On this earth. And with every out-breath, relaxing some more, dropping in some more, dropping in some more into this present moment, into this precious moment of being alive, of living, of breathing. Of having life, of sensing, of being. Appreciating with every breath, every in-breath and every out-breath. What if just sitting and breathing in this moment was enough? What if there is perfection, completeness, and simply being aware that you're aware? Simply being aware that this body is breathing, is alive. And perhaps this simple awareness, this simple awareness that you are aware, that you're alive, that you're conscious, simply being in touch with this consciousness alone, is a thin place, is a thin place, is the opening, is the doorway, the window, into the other, into the beyond, the divine, the beauty, love. What which cannot be described or named. But you know. You've been there. You've touched it. Perhaps for a moment, under a starry sky, the sunset, maybe in the depth of your meditation or prayer, or feeling, receiving, love from a loved one, or giving them love. Maybe this awareness, this consciousness itself alone, by resting your awareness in this knowing, is the doorway to this thin place. It is the thin place within you of feeling, acknowledging of being held. Feeling this cosmic hug or love and care around you, within you, expressed for you, perhaps through the people you love. And express to them through you. Not that it's so much yours, but it is there, this love, infinite, beautiful. The fabric of the universe, perhaps, does get expressed through you. That too is a thin place. I invite you to bring your attention, your awareness, let it rest. Let it rest in the center of your chest, called the heart center, as the place where we feel love, affection usually, and maybe even putting your hand there. Experiment with putting the palm of your hand in the middle of your chest and connecting with the sense of love and care. For those you care about, maybe bringing someone to mind that you love or care about, where they care for you, their love for you is felt by you also. Bringing awareness to this knowing of the care of goodwill, love, and simply breathing with it, simply breathing with it. feeling, receiving this love, this care from someone who cares about you. Letting yourself rest with receiving, being with, resting with, as if a sensation, as if an amber, a brightness in the middle of your chest, this doorway, this love, this brightness. This energy of this love that's brightening, that's awakening. Bringing more fire, brightening this capacity in your own heart. To touch into the love that is in your heart for others. The care that you do have in your heart for yourself. This person that is you. The goodwill and care and the friendliness. This brightened, burning amber in your heart, kindling your own care and love for yourself and for others. Feeling your care, your love. A thin place, a doorway into love, into beauty, to the other. Staying with this if it supports you. And if you're finding it difficult, if you're finding a lot of judgments, critical mind is coming up, I can't do this, or what is this? Either judgments about yourself or the practice. Knowing that the practice is to be kind, to open with kindness to whatever there is. Noticing the suffering or the pain in the judgments, in the difficulty, and allowing that to open you up to tenderness and care for yourself and others. You're doing the best you can and so is everybody else. You're doing the best you can, and so is everybody else. Can your heart open up to that and hold that? Hold this possibility of opening to this as the stepping stone to developing care and love and connection with yourself and others. And for the last few minutes of this practice, I invite you to bring your attention simply to your breathing, to the breath, and perhaps just experiment with feeling as if the breath was moving through the middle of your chest, in and out. With every in-breath, breathing in goodness and love and care that's around you, even if not visible, but available, seen and unseen from people who care about you and people you don't, who support you anyway, seen and unseen. With every in-breath, letting love and goodness, letting goodness be breathed in. It's not so much that you're doing it. It's happening on its own. And with every out-breath, from the middle of your chest, your goodness, your goodwill, your intention for goodness, kindness, love, beauty, pours out, is breathed out into the world, bringing calm, happiness, and goodness to everyone it touches. So it's not so much yours. This goodness is being recycled. Goodness and love in, goodness and love breathed out. Your heart is just the conduit. Is this bright, light oven where energy and goodness of love is breathed in, and goodness, friendliness, kindness is breathed out. Every breath, goodness and care spread into the world, all by itself. A thin place, your heart. for our interactive practice, which I invite you to explore, even if your mind goes, uh-oh, I don't want to interact or talk to anyone. It often happens to be a really rich practice, and we really do it as a practice, as a stepping stone to take this into the world, not as a blah, la la, okay, just go and talk amongst yourself. So it's really a practice. Serious practice, even more serious than sitting with your eyes closed. So what I'd like to invite you is, in a moment, we will be in a very brief groups of three. And the practice is, as you've been sitting, as you continue to sit right now and listen to me, see if you can continue to have this image that I presented at the end, breathing in and out, in your heart, breathing in goodness and breathing out goodness to everyone present, breathing in the goodness and the goodwill that's around you in this space, IMC. So many people have come here and practiced throughout so many years, breathing in the goodness and breathing out the goodness, kind of recycling the goodness and the goodwill in your heart with the people that are around you. Really rekindling, getting in touch with the intention for you to cultivate kindness, presence, alignment with your highest intentions. So just being in touch with that. So as you sit in the group, and as you speak for a minute, and as you listen for a couple of minutes, see if you can be in touch with that, with the people that you're talking with, whether you can breathe out goodness to them, breathe out goodness onto them, right? And as you're listening, as you're breathing, if you can remember, speaking is harder, breathing in the goodness that they're sharing with you. Know that they're holding you with kindness, because this is a practice, right? It's a sandbox. So see what that feels like. And the prompt simply is, how was this meditation for you? And there's no right or wrong answer. You can say, I didn't like it, I fell asleep through the whole thing. It doesn't matter what you say. It's really about how you're holding the space, okay? Just very brief, and then we'll come back at the end for Q&A about both the interactive practice, which can be profound. Let yourself be surprised as to what it can feel like. And any questions and comments about the meditation itself, what came up for you, and about thin places, because it's not just places, but thin places are inside you, within you, and by awareness and bringing and rekindling the sense of love, you can touch into that. So please find another couple of people, groups of three, best to be either on a chair or on the floor, all of you on the same level. Go. Each person will just speak for a minute. If you need another person in your group, if you need a third person, raise your hand. If you need a group, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Groups of four are okay too if we're not divisible by three. But first, try three. Raise your hand. How's this working? Okay, great. So one person can go there. Another person can go here. Wait, here, third person. Great, perfect. Okay. Divisible by three? Yes? Oh, actually, wait. If you go back, sorry, this will work. If you go back, it will be divisible by three, right? It will be group of three. Perfect. Yes. Okay, please start. Just say your name. Just say your name and remember it's a practice. Pause. Don't start yet. Remember, okay, get embodied, please. Close your eyes. Put your feet, both feet on the floor. This is a practice. It's a formal practice. And try to be in a circle or triangle if you can, as much as close as you can, comfortably to each other. Exactly right. At the back, I would come a little closer. Exactly. And get embodied, really. Feel, I'm sitting with two other people who are here on this path. at IMC, wanting to cultivate goodness, being a human being just like me. They have their joys, their sorrows, just like me. We're all doing the best we can in this human life. We both love, we all love, we all lose, just like me. They're not so different. And see if you can breathe in the goodness that's here into your heart and breathe it out and share it with others. Recycling, turning around the goodness that's there, being in touch with it. And feeling it for your partners. And as you open your eyes, maybe a smile shows up on your face, I don't know. And I suggest whoever is closest to the door start this time. Whoever is closest to that main door will start. I usually say the altar, I'm just mixing it up. Start, just speak for a minute. Go, please go, start. Okay. First, I'd like to ask you the guided meditation, if there was just one moment, didn't have to be throughout, just one moment where you felt in touch with awareness, love, goodness, spaciousness, peace, whatever you want to call it, this thin place. I'd like to see a show of hands, just one moment. Yeah, great, beautiful, lovely. It's there, right? It's there. It's there. It's not so far away. And to share a poem from Elizabeth Barrett Browning, she says, Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. And you can substitute God for beauty, love, whatever word that works for you, divinity. And every common bush afire with divinity. But only he who sees, only they who see, well, I'll just read it as is, but do the gender thing as it works for you. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries. What a vision, sitting around and then plucking blackberries from a bush. And daub their natural faces unaware. And daub their natural faces unaware. And another one I like to share with you. This is a quote from Gerald May. We are so busy, so occupied with many little things that we are blind to the one great thing. Only in the pauses between things, in the brief contemplative spaces of just being, can we catch a glimpse of love itself. May you catch many glimpses of love itself. So we have a few minutes for questions, comments, reflections of either of the two practices. So please don't be shy and jump in because time is short. Yes, the mic is coming your way. It's being recorded, so thank you for waiting for it. Great.
Thank you. I wanted to just thank you for sharing the poetry because I often find that other people's words, you know, just conjure up a truth for me,
yeah,
like that second one did, and that always feels very beautiful to know that someone else put these words together and that, you know, it has a special meaning and connection for me.
Lovely. Thank you. Yeah. And yeah, many times actually we find these, we meet these thin spaces through poetry. Mary Oliver a lot of times, you know. Yeah, thank you. What else? Other reflections right behind you.
I'm sorry for the loss of your mother.
Thank you.
I lost my father just over 2 years ago.
Mm.
This week was the second year anniversary. I really didn't do anything for it.
Mm.
And so when you mentioned that, I thought of asking about that. And as you went on, My father's relationship with me was a complicated one.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was love there, but it was usually hard to see.
Yeah. And
only late in the meditation did you talk about that. And it's a central thing that I struggle about in finding love is that, well, in some of the loves there's flat-out poison, and in others of them they're just very difficult or mixed with other agendas than love.
Yeah.
It's hard to disentangle that and find the pure product.
Yeah, and knowing that they were doing the best they could and you were doing the best you could, and there were so many causes and conditions and complexities to everything. It's not pure, it's complicated. It's life is messy, feelings are messy, and making peace with all of that, especially when someone dear to us, near to us, passes away. It's part of being human, and part of our contemplative practice to see all the threads, the love and the complexities and all of that, and making peace with all of that.
Sometimes people talk about it, and they want to just talk about the shiny and the clean, and it feels so much better when we talk about the messy.
It's messy. Life is messy. It's not clean. Have you noticed? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And one last quick. Two mics coming your way. Okay.
I like so much that you call this happy hour. I was just hearing a speaker who said women in my age group are the happiest demographic in society. That's reassuring. I do think happiness is a skill that we can learn and practice and cultivate, and yet still keep our hearts open, vulnerable, so that we can be hurt or affected.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that it's very possible to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I do, I learn better how to be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
So, thank you.
Thank you. That's a great note to complete on our practice together. And what that conjures up for me is the title of this book that came out, I think, a couple of years ago, maybe last year it was, about conversations with many people who are in their 80s. And the title of the book is Happiness is a Choice You Make. Happiness is a choice you make. And you can cultivate it. And you can cultivate happiness. You can cultivate goodness. You can cultivate loving kindness, metta. It's all a cultivation. And that's what we try to bring to happy hour. It's the goodness. It's really the cultivation of friendliness with yourself and others in the midst of messiness that brings the happiness to your heart and to those of others. Not ignoring, not just being, oh, happy, happy, happy. Yeah, it's together with all the mess. And we can choose to be kind to ourselves and to others in the middle of it all. So, yeah, it's part of our practice. Lotus in the mud. Lotus in the mud. Don't forget the mud. The mud makes the lotus grow. If there wasn't for the mud, the lotus wouldn't grow. So, thank you all for being here tonight, for practicing, for bringing yourselves to IMC, listening online perhaps, and aligning your highest intentions for goodness, kindness, beauty, love, aligning your highest intentions with your actions. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well, including us. Thank you. Thank you. And for me, I wanted to dedicate the merit of my practice tonight to my mom. So thank you for being here.